Today, I've got an exciting announcement for you. After 2 years of podcasting and gathering women from across the globe together in the Mystical Sisterhood podcast, I'm opening up a soulful, mystical, spiritual community called Mystical Sisterhood Rising. It's an ode to our collective rising and expansion into the highest version of ourselves. Listen in to hear my vision, what's in it for you, and also for the release of the Mystical Sisterhood Resource Guide. See you in the episode.
Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation.
Welcome back to this week's episode. I'm your host, Maureen Spielman, and today's episode is on community, and it's also on resources and resourcing, really. So I am moving into the world of creating a community called Mystical Sisterhood Rising. I'm going to share with you a story about how this new community took shape in the moment. But first, what I've learned in the past 2+ years of podcasting and meeting with amazing individuals from across the globe, I've learned that there's an abundance of work being done in the world that is here, the way I see it, through my lens and perspective, to lift the vibration of the earth. And that the past models of doing it alone are just becoming outdated. And what is replacing the old paradigm is co-creation, increased connectivity, and collaboration like we've never seen before. I believe that women are at the forefront of this movement. We're stepping into our divine feminine nature and literally leading the way. This is happening in the way we are not only supporting one another, but lately the word exalting one another is coming up for me. Whether you're a solopreneur or a person on an inner wisdom kind of transformation journey, this space is going to be for you. I've crafted and designed it to cover many, many categories of the transitions we're making and what we're up to as women in this collective. As you may have heard me say, this podcast, well, it's been a labor of love for sure. And it's also involved a following of my heart and intuition in its creation. And maybe those are two aspects of myself that at one point in time, I didn't know much about. I didn't know very well. I think I began to understand it probably about 7 years ago, heart center, intuition center. But it's really in bringing all the voices in the last couple of years that the messages are being amplified. So there's been also moments where I wanted to know more about my why, and I couldn't see the many perspectives and angles that there were. I just couldn't see. I had blinders on. And I believe that I'm being supported, as we all are, by an energy that's out there pulling us, driving us forward, supporting us in going forward, onward, upward, whatever directionality you want to do with that. There was an older model where my conditioning was still coming through that I had to do something to understand fully 100%, you know, why I created Mystical Sisterhood and where it was going and what it was here to do. And I couldn't see it at the time, but over time, I've seen that that does not work for me and that it's from the inside out that now I'm understanding the process occurs. So we can talk about that today. But just this idea that mystical sisterhood or any business or endeavor or anything that you're creating in your life, it can be a relationship. Once we put our intention on it and we sort of get an idea of what it is, we will be guided by it. It will, maybe we'll have the twists and the turns that some are for us, some are not for us, the discernment in the process. And that is part of the process, but you are literally being led. And I recently joked that Mystical Sisterhood is always like at least 5 steps ahead of me. And my human self is lagging behind, but she's inviting me into the expansion, into the wonder, into the awe, into knowing that what's coming is grander than we can ever imagine. The idea of creating community has always been a calling for me, and it comes again and again. 2025, I read, is ushering in new energies, a really vibrant energy. And I've been riding the waves of that and using it to cultivate and not back down from what I'm meant to be doing. So if I go back a little bit to 2.5 years ago, I took a podcast class. It was in the middle of 2022 where I decided to do a podcast. So I found a class and it was amazing. And one of the things that they did in the class was to say, you need to have your offer out in the world. And I was drawn to community. So I know there's something in that that is important. I was drawn to community, but I didn't have like a really big foundation for what Mystical Sisterhood was. So I was kind of piecing together what my programming was and what exactly we were doing in there. And I didn't have yet this cohesive picture that would emerge 2 years later. If you were part of that beginning membership, I bow down and thank you for being with me. I think it was a wonderful time. And we experienced a lot of learning and joy in the learning side by side. And I took a step out of it in early, I guess it was 24, so that I could focus on my growth and seeing clients and offering groups and continuing to learn and continuing to understand what my part in this greater whole was. So I would just say that at the time, I didn't have the clarity yet about what Mystical Sisterhood is. Now I'm realizing it, and this epiphany just came to me the other night, and this is how it works. When we begin to pull in the pieces and kind of connect the threads, let's say, things just begin to alchemize and the answers come to us. So trust in your process. Trust what you have pulled in so far. And what I can see is that it's a vehicle or portal to, yes, bring more joy and healing to the world. That was always the big tagline, but it's also a portal to usher us from the more limited 3D world thinking reality that we're moving out of and into the more expansive fifth dimensional or 5D reality, in which our expanse and possibilities truly open up, in which we're invited as divine feminine to come forth, to cultivate our craft, to find the clues to our divine blueprint. And I just don't know if there could be really anything bigger than that. If I went back to the Maureen I was when I took the course, I'd say learn as much as you can here and don't worry about your offer, maybe doing it in my own way. But I also know it was here for me to learn from. And I look at it all and I bless it all the steps and processes and the things that netted out and didn't. And what I'm here to learn about myself and the work being done in the world, you know, I was able to learn about the skills I was honing. So now 2.5 years later, I have a lived experience of what I've seen forming with the podcast and the guest and this big, beautiful body of work that is out in the world. So 2.5 years later, I'm starting again. I'm beginning again. I'm a new me. I'm a new me birthed today. You're a new you birthed today. And what I'm aiming to create could not be done without you, the listener. Thank you for being by my side at whatever juncture you've been. And I want to say a specific shout out to the people that have been with me for every episode and almost nearly every episode. Your commitment to listening to both my voice and that of my guests and just to support my work, it is not unnoticed. And it's part of what I think helps us rise to the next level or the next stage is doing that for each other and giving each other clear reflections of what we're here doing. We don't always know. And so the input and eyes of another can help us also kind of unravel the why of what we're doing. We don't always know. So thank you to the listeners. I really believe you're part of the universal plan of moving more beauty, love, and harmonious belief into the world. And I thank you deeply for that. And so who are we? You know, when I think of this community, Mystical Sisterhood Rising, I have a harder time, I'll tell you, with the specific, who is the person? Well, I think it's a lot of us. And I think it's women in transition from one place in their lives to other. And so I really believe that you might identify with one of three categories that I've drafted, two of three, maybe all of them. I'm not sure. My first group that kind of came to mind were the solopreneurs and creators out there. Those people who are really have a vision and they're visionaries with a mission to bring love, light, and transformation to the world. You know that it's possible in what you're creating to create a ripple effect of positivity and higher vibration in the world. And I would probably, in a sense, put myself in that category for sure, because I've been a solopreneur for a while and I know it can get pretty gritty out here doing this alone, right? And that's a driving factor for me, is to come into community and have each other. And I'll say a little bit about what we're going to be doing. Secondly, it is definitely the established entrepreneurs and leaders. You might be in this category. Women feeling established and also seeking a high vibration space to network, share your wisdom, and not only stabilize your growth, but exponentialize it, because we're all with each other's energy and there's always something to learn. So the mixing of the newer solopreneur with a more seasoned entrepreneur, I think that there's things for all of us to learn. And then lastly, but not leastly, maybe mostly, are the spiritual seekers. If you are interested in the messages and the episodes and the energy of what's coming through Mystical Sisterhood, then this community is for you too. And I consider you an individual yearning for a transformational community to help shed limiting beliefs, embrace new possibilities, and cultivate your next chapter in life. And I want to, say a word about this. Yes, this is a dream space. We're dreaming together. We're bringing to life the work that we are uniquely suited for. And we're also looking at the places our fear shows up, our limiting beliefs, what holds us back, so that we can harness and use the energy of one another to understand ourselves more deeply, to help us shed, so we can move into this new reality we're forming. So I wonder which ones you identify with. I think I would love to hear your feedback on that. And so there's all of this. So this is the community and this is who it's for. And I want to say, part of my kind of energy behind creating it was, I went on an endeavor in the end of last year to create a Mystical Sisterhood resource guide. So, not everyone I've interviewed is going to be in this first edition of this. I've got 30 plus practitioners. So, I went to them and said, how would you like to be in this guide and highlight your work? And maybe there's a give back for the Mystical Sisterhood listener, an offer that's special to them, and they can get to know your work better. And I feel like the resource guide is not only this super ample resource of practitioners, healers, intuitives, courageous souls doing amazing work in the world, is that if you go to the website and sign up for it at maureenspielman.com, then you'll receive it straight into your inbox. But there's so much gold in it that there's information in there that's just for you and the reason you signed on for it. And there might be information that you don't even know yet, some part of you or your higher self that's guiding you forward. So I really encourage you. But when I started to put the practitioners together, that's when a dream sparked in me of opening the community again. I have no idea who will come and who I have a divine appointment with and who you have a divine appointment with to meet within this group. But connections are amazing. So be sure to check that out. It's kind of cool that, at the end of the day, they're both being released, the community beginning today and the resource guide being released and available to the public today. My questions for you, I guess, are to see if you're a possibility, and I think that these are all questions we're going to kind of, play with in the community, is what heart-centered endeavor are you creating, dreaming about, stepping into, interested in? What work are you fascinated in sharing with the world? How do your life experiences lend to where you find yourself now? Because I'm always into that. Whoever I interview, I want to know, what did you do in your life to lead up to where you are? We all have these really important stories. I want the community to be a storytelling space as well, because we learn from each other's stories. And maybe stories are coming back into our life, like where the prior generations were such storytellers. Is that coming back and sitting around for now a virtual campfire and sharing the essence of who we are? Because there's always something to learn and glean from each other. How often are you in community cultivating your what's next? Again, whether that's relationships with work and any side interests you have. What is the magnet pulling you forward that keeps tapping on your shoulder that brings you along your path? What is the thing, if this is true for you, that you cannot not do any longer? How do you feel your soul is guiding you? What energy are you stepping into? Is there a new timeline calling you? How good would support for what you are creating feel? That's the one I love. I love them all. But and what might you birth when you're fully supported, when you feel fully supported? These are the types of questions, again, that we'll be looking at in the community just to scratch the surface. I have personally found that when we begin to shine the light on our hopes, our fears, our dreams, our aspirations, what holds us back, they can be held with reverence. And I really believe when we put them out into the light with one another, they stand more of a chance of becoming a reality. And that's the beauty of collaboration. Even though in many ways, I personally feel surrounded by beautiful guidance and wisdom and work that resonates with me, I desire to live in the field more often. I know when I am in the field of a higher vibration, of a collective of people wanting to bring forward the new earth, a new reality, a new playing field, new energy, new ways of showing up in the world, that I'm inspired. And then it helps me carry that sort of resonance throughout the day. So I believe too that we are women who are invested not only the who we are becoming, the who we are becoming is also predicated on us doing the emotional work and the shedding around the healing and integration that's there for us. And we stand as examples, as guides, as women holding each other's hands in doing those processes too. And I want to say a moment about what you'll receive in the community if you feel, if you're hearing this like music to your ears today. Definitely be doing weekly calls focused on your spiritual growth. And those will sort of be like, my envisioning is sort of like circle calls or open calls that maybe focus on a topic, but create sacred listening and sharing for one another. I'm definitely going to be bringing in monthly guest speakers, and I can even see that occurring a little bit more than monthly. They're going to be women who have been on the podcast there for your learning. I would love to be holding, my intention is to hold networking meetups once a month. I feel that knowing about each other's work allows us to share each other's work. It allows us to champion each other's work. It expands our resources, where people can go when they have a particular sort of challenge or issue coming up or a need in their life. So the networking meetups will be really important. I want the ability to share your work. If you have workshops coming up, if you have a retreat coming up, once a month, I'm thinking at the moment, of course, an active community feed. And I haven't said this yet, but this is going to be held off of social media. So it's not in any kind of major social media network. It is going to be held on Mighty Networks, which I love the fact that there's no outside entity listening to us, influencing us, limiting us, and any part of our voice that we're here to share. So it's going to be held on Mighty Networks, and that's a value system of mine too. I'll say a moment about the investment levels and what I've done here. You'll see when you go to the landing page at MaureenSpielman.com and go to the Mystical Sisterhood Rising page, that what I've done is I have offered three choice points really to join the community. And I'm going to leave it up to you to kind of just reach into your heart and see which one is right for you. You might choose one and that one might not be your investment forever, but I really believe in the value of choice. And I wanted you to, and the potential members to really say like, what is this worth to me? And I leave that completely up to you. But I am going to start it with this model so we can say, pay what you feel you'd like to pay. I kind of love that. I think that that's about what I'll say about Mystical Sisterhood Rising today. I really believe that now is the time. I really thought there were times where I was like, oh, should I push this down the goal line a little further to start it? But the truth of the matter is, the time to truly gather is now. We are collectively making this commitment to ourselves, and we're really coming back to the home within and encouraging each other to do so. And I want to say too, I've laid out the framework of what will be in the community and the experiences we'll have, but it's evolving. And I really want you to feel like it's a home for you and a place that you can share your voice, you can share your inspiration, resources that you love. And I was thinking of an example, like maybe you want to lead meditations. Well, let's have a resource list of the music that you use as backgrounds, meditations you can use. And this is what we're doing. We're sourcing and resourcing. And there's going to be so many people there who offer different modalities and abilities and what their particular strength or area of work is. And, I'm having such a blast with the podcast. So, I just want to bring these topics and the energy of it all into community so that we can all feel exalted. The more of us doing this work in a collective space will result in the more of us rising, using our voices, feeling seen, feeling heard, getting clarity about our lives, and just enjoying more abundance, enjoying the abundance who we are, being seen for our abundance. I believe the energy rises, we gain more clarity, and the rust and the cobwebs of old conditioning and ways of doing is replaced by a new, vibrant beingship that we're truly here to inhabit. Living from this heart space together, not alone, is where we're evolving into. Let's do this transformation together, creating spaces where we actively see and witness and reflect back to one another, where we clap and cheer on the sidelines for each other's growth and change and expansion. I want each of us to feel cheered on. Even if you don't end up coming as part of the community, know that I am your cheerleader. I am here for you. We weren't meant to do the work of expanding consciousness alone and creating our offers or our gifts to the world alone. So let's do it. And lastly, it takes women upholding one another. So that's it for today. Let's co-create the new earth together. Let's expand our consciousness and usher in this new reality rooted in connection, creativity, and growth. Mystical Sisterhood Rising is not just a membership. It's a community and an opportunity to rise together as we build a future aligned with our highest selves. I'm going to finish with a quote by Lauren Gorgo. She is a thought leader I follow. She says, "As you believe your reality into being, so too do you believe a collective reality into being for all others to believe in." So I'm holding the vision for you, for myself, for all of our sisters in this mystical sisterhood. Join us today and step into this sacred sisterhood. If you have any questions, email me at hello@maureenspielman.com. I think this says it all. When we believe so much in our vision and what we're here to do and feel, everything becomes possible. So just go to my landing page, maureenspielman.com. Questions, send them my way. As always, thanks for being here. And I'll see you in the next episode. And I hope to see you in the community.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.